You got to tune to the Texas Standard. Hey, do you know who owns your bank? It might not be something you've ever considered, but depending on your sense of community, your sense of what's right and what's wrong, and perhaps other considerations too, the ownership of a bank is not some esoteric question. It's where you put your money. Well, the Houston Chronicle reports there is just one African-American-owned bank in all of Texas, and many of the people who do business there do so quite purposefully. Unity National Bank is based in Houston, but it's been growing in recent years, and they just opened its first out-of-state branch in Atlanta. Ileana Naharro is business reporter for the Houston Chronicle. She's been reporting on Unity's success. Ileana, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Unity National Bank's history. When was it founded?
So Unity National was founded in 1963 as Riverside National Bank. It later switched ownership in 1985 to get the current name Unity National, chartered that year as well. And it's been growing ever since. In 98, they opened their first Texas Extension branch in Missouri City. And now they're officially having a branch in Atlanta.
Let me ask you something about that. You said 1963, is that right? That's when the bank was founded?
That's right. It's around the same time as several African-American-owned banks across the U.S. started opening up as a part of the civil rights movement. While protests were going on sort of changing policies and laws for African-American rights across the U.S., there was another extension of that movement, specifically on the economic side of building African-American capital and economic power. And the way many communities saw that happening was by opening their own banks. A lot of existing white-owned institutions weren't financing small business owners with an African-American background.
Huh.
So these communities created their own banks. And Unity, or back then Riverside National, was one such bank, and it opened here in Texas.
That is fascinating. I mean, I've heard stories about redlining and that sort of thing. So this was, in a sense, a way for the community to pool its resources to support itself, in a sense.
Exactly.
Now, I understand that African-American banks, those that have survived through the decades, have recently got a big boost. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so in line with what happened in the 60s of the civil rights movement, starting around 2016 with sort of a much greater awareness of Black Lives Matter, this is coming up on the heels of the police shooting of Alton Sterling, Philando Castile, and several other Black men and boys. The community was in pain. The community continues to be in pain as more and more of these stories keep popping up. And so a rapper, Killer Mike, actually took to social media and on television asking for a hashtag Bank Black movement. So similar to the Black Lives Matter movement, the Bank Black movement was calling for African Americans to deposit in African American owned banks to support the community and build up that capital present day, similar to what we saw back in the 60s, but now in a modern take, which took off on social media, and Unity was one of the banks that benefited from this sort of push of the Black community to say, we want to support our institutions, build up our community's capital.
Mm-hmm.
And so you saw a wave of deposits coming into Unity National and several other banks across the U.S.
That is absolutely fascinating. Help me with this. Why Atlanta? Why is Atlanta the next step for Unity National Bank?
Well, Atlanta is often regarded as the mecca of Black business. It's where a lot of successful African-American entrepreneurs are headquartered and sort of this huge, thriving business community driven by African-American leaders. So for Unity to be able to have a branch in Atlanta, it's sort of a historic significance of the branch sort of reaching the big time, so to speak, particularly with its own community. But it's also a great just financial opportunity to sort of capitalize on the entrepreneurship in Atlanta while also having the strong entrepreneurship here in Houston and Missouri City.
Now, just to be clear, Unity doesn't have billions, you know, in assets. We're talking about millions as opposed to billions. Any concerns about Unity's growth, perhaps? This is risky, is it not?
It's risky, especially when you're seeing the actual trend of African-American-owned banks. Most of them are consolidating or just closing down. But Unity, over the years, sort of demonstrated its commitment to communities. In the case of the recession, for instance, that was a huge hit to a lot of minority-owned banks in general, but especially African-American-owned banks as well, with a lot of tight regulators and just losing out because of the housing crisis. But in the case of Unity, it didn't have to take any federal bailout because its shareholders and board members actually invested out of pocket to keep the bank open and not have to rely on any federal assistance. So it's something that the bank has been able to thrive over the years as competitors across the state or sort of colleagues across the U.S. have been closing down. Unity's leadership has done everything possible to keep it open and to keep it thriving. So at least in terms of the precedent set by Unity, it doesn't seem like, you know, there is some risk, obviously, but it seems as though the bank is committed to keep it going.
It is a fascinating story. We're going to have a link to Ileana Najaro's latest. She covers business for the Houston Chronicle. Ileana, thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.